I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer prior to her visit to the Western Upper Peninsula for a National Guard deployment ceremony and to meet with public health officials in Houghton. We talked about the latest with the COVID-19 efforts in the state, as well as how the state budget came together this year. Here's more with Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer.
I am coming up for a deployment ceremony for the Michigan National Guard, our men and women who are being deployed soon to go to Texas in order to do all sorts of support activities for our troops around the world. So I am pleased to be coming up there to send them off well. And, you know, going to Houghton is important because we're still concerned about our COVID numbers, and Houghton has seen a big increase in COVID numbers. And so I want to reinforce for folks how important it is we continue to mask up and take this virus seriously because it's still present all around our state.
I understand you are going to be meeting with some public health officials as well while you are in the Houghton area. What are you looking to learn from them, and what are you watching in terms of as these numbers are continuing to increase in certain areas of the UP?
Well, we know that we are seeing our numbers increasing, and the UP, of course, is a phenomenal jewel of our state, a great place to live, and has been fortunately spared a lot of the worst numbers. But right now, we're seeing alarming concern in terms of increases in Houghton. Right now, 415 cases that we have seen over the course of the last few months, and that's something that sets them apart in terms of the whole Upper Peninsula. So I want to talk to the local public health folks to see what we can do to support bringing these numbers down, because we cannot drop our guard now. We've come a long way. We've made a lot of sacrifice, but we got to double down on masking. We're making strides in vaccines and therapeutics, but we're not there yet, so we got to stay smart.
We're talking with Governor Gretchen Whitmer this morning. When will you be making this trip? Is that later today, or will that be in the next couple of days?
Yep, nope, it's today. So I will be there today, and I'm really looking forward to it. And I know the colors are prime and gorgeous right now, so that'll be another wonderful aspect to getting up north.
Talk a little bit about this continued effort against the coronavirus. Of course, it's been dominating the entire process here with what you've been doing in Lansing. You mentioned masking. You mentioned all of these tips that we all kind of have heard to a certain point now. But we're seeing the evolution of things like high school sports getting going and college sports. What are the key things to keep in mind here when we're looking at this, especially with the high school sports, the football in particular in our areas? What is important to keep in mind for the players, the parents, the coaches, all of the staff?
Well, we're in a position that we can expand into doing some of these things because we have really taken this virus seriously and done what we needed to do to protect one another. Michigan is not alone in this. All 50 states are in some form of a state of emergency or another. Our federal government is in a state of emergency. This won't last forever, but we have to be really smart right now. As vaccines are being produced, as therapeutics are coming online, there's reason to feel optimistic. However, it's sobering to know that COVID could crop up if we all drop our guard now. And that's why, you know, in order to continue to engage in sports or at gyms or at theaters, we got to keep those numbers low. And that means masking up. And I know I sound like a broken record, but that remains the single best tool we have to keep our economy engaged and not have to take steps backward. And that's what we're really trying to avoid.
2020 has been a very unique year, to say the least. On the program here, we've talked with both our representatives and our senators in Lansing. One of those interesting anomalies that seemed to happen in Lansing this year is the budget got put together fairly quickly, and that's not usually the case. What are some of the key things with the state operating budget that we need to be aware of here in the Upper Peninsula, and how did we get there this quickly?
Well, so you're right. I am incredibly pleased that we were able to find some common ground. Budgets are not typically easy, and in challenging times, they're even harder, but it's even more important that we do that. So the fact that we didn't have to cut schools, we didn't have to cut community colleges or universities, the fact that we could continue to put more resources into supporting moms and babies. I think that there are a lot of really important, good pieces. The Michigan Reconnect, which is a program I designed to help close the skills gap, got funded as well. So I think there are a lot of pieces that are good for Michiganders. There's no question. we remain in challenging times, and going into next year will be another tough budget, but I am grateful that we could find some bipartisan common ground here because, you know, in the midst of this crisis, we got to do everything we can to still do the important work of running state government.
That's Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer with a look at what's going on in our community. For Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelah.